Hey, what's up, On Deckers? This is Spike Lou, On Deck TV Podcast, Freestyle Friday, dropping a little bit late for you. Had a couple of audio issues. I want to drop my Freestyle Friday this week about Lil Wayne, Dwayne Carter. Dwayne Carter's been in the rap game for as long as shit I can remember. I've been following hip-hop for at least the last 20, 25 years. He started 11, 12 years old with Cash Money Records as the Hot Boys, one of the original or the only boy bands in hip-hop history. I know it sounds disrespectful to say, but hey, that's what it was. Now, Wayne dropped an album on Friday called Funeral, giving you a taste of what he's like now. And I got to listen to a little bit of it, and you know what? I'm impressed. Wayne is still rapping his ass off. Now, as far as putting together a project that people want to hear, I'm not sure if we're still doing that. But let's not disrespect the legend that is Dwayne Carter, and that's why I'm here. A lot of times we get caught up in the rap game of what people do outside of the booth and try to determine that making them great. Jay-Z's a multi-billionaire, Puff is multi-billionaire, and these people have launched many other careers. But what Wayne does inside the booth is unlike any other person. And when I say that from the fact of he doesn't depend on the outside forces to help him make him popular. It was always about the bars for Lil Wayne, even going all the way back to coin phrasing, bling bling. Now, the reason that I was thinking about Wayne in this facet is the untimely recent passing of Kobe Bryant made me think that I didn't really know Kobe. One Sunday, randomly, says that he dies in a helicopter crash with his lovely daughter, and I start thinking about how great he was in basketball, but how I really didn't know him as a man, and I kind of correlate that to Dwayne Carter. Lil Wayne has set so many trends, so many artists have came up off of the Lil Wayne rap tree, that sometimes we forget how great that run was that he had. Sometimes we forget that Lil Wayne started rapping at 13 years old, and here we are at 37, and he still can bar you the fuck down. Of course, he had his ups and he had his downs as an artist, as they all do. But we need to start respecting greatness more. Icon like this drops on a Friday, we should be able to take this in and say, hey, we want to celebrate your career and everything that's came with it. Because we don't want to look up one day and not have Lil Wayne and then try to give him his roses. So let's celebrate one of the best rappers of our generation. Had it not been for all the other things outside of the booth that he didn't do, cater to crowds and try to be something that he was, going left when everybody else was going right and picking up a skateboard, going the long lion dreads, Lil Wayne was one of a kind, is one of a kind, and he should be respected as such. Make sure y'all put some respect on that man's name. Spike Lou Freestyle Fridays, I'm out.